Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Welcome to Bible Strong. I'm happy that you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. Bible Strong is still going strong. Our doctrine has not changed. We here at Bible Strong believes that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and the only authoritative Word of God. We believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We believe that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It's lesson time. Scoot up your chair. Welcome back to our lesson today. I'm going to be using the same verses of Scripture that I used yesterday. I'm going to be speaking from the 32nd chapter of the book of Job. I'll be using the words that Elihu spoke after sitting silent for so long. He allowed Job's three friends to talk, and he didn't hear anything that he thought was wisdom. After his three friends had finished speaking, and Job replied to them, Elihu answered and said, I'm young, and you are old. Therefore, I was afraid to speak and show you my opinion. Days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Did you hear what Elihu said? Days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Days should speak. So I want to talk about the voices of the days. What are we learning from them? Elihu said, days should speak. Every day has its own lesson. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The sun never comes up on a day that it doesn't have some fresh insight to show those that are intelligent, especially those that have the Holy Spirit. For instance, the mere fact of our beginning another day teaches us to love the mercies which kept us alive when the image of death was on our faces during the night. Each day, in its freshness, seems to be a word from the Lord calling us to attempt something new for God, or to push forward with those projects that we have already started for God. Each day calls us to draw nearer to Him than we had ever been. The Lord calls us to learn more of Him, to become more like Him, to drink fully into His love, and to show forth this love more clearly to a dying world. Every hour of the day teaches us its own lesson. The nighttime also teaches us. It teaches us to rest in the Lord. It teaches us to be grateful for a successful day. I want to talk to you about some specific days. Days like Sunday. Sundays call us to worship. Sundays, that peaceful day of the Lord, calls us away to the top of the mountains where we can view the glory of our God. Sunday calls us to come up higher. It beckons us to commune with Him whom, having not seen, we love, in whom, though we see Him not, yet we believe. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. All days speak, but Sunday speaks the best. Sunday, the resurrection day, the day of the Son of Man, These days speak with the voices of angels. He that has an ear, let him hear. While every day speaks, some days have particular voices. Days of joy, bid us bless the Lord and magnify His name. Days of sorrow, cries out, this is not your rest. Days of communion with God speaks to us, saying, abide with me. Days of help tell us, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. And the days of sickness say, in the days of adversity, consider each day, whether it is bright or dim, clear or cloudy, festive or desolate, has its own voice, its own tone, and speaks its own message. Some of these days preach to us, and from them we learn more than in months before. Solemn days of decisions, in which we abandon our old ways and turn to our Lord Jesus Christ. There are joyous days of manifestations, when Christ has been precious, triumphant days of victory, in which God has been exalted. These speak indeed, whether common or special, each day is to us a new page of sacred history, a new window into the truth, another place in the journey to that celestial city. All of our days have a voice for us. If we have an ear to hear, there is that youthful day in which we have said, rejoice, O young man, in your youth. And we listen too eagerly sometimes. Had we hearkened to the end of their sermon, we may have heard them say, but know thou that for all of these things, God will bring you to judgment. To some of us, our youthful days were full of blessings, for they called us to seek Him early, in whom we have rejoiced and found our all in all. Days of middle life have a voice, which we hear, and we find little space for rest, which tell us, work while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work. These gray hairs scattered upon our brows warn us that our life will not remain very long. I hear a voice which cries to me, quick, quick, the night cometh. Look up, lift up your heads, for now is your salvation nearer than when you believed. Days do speak to us, and we should listen. Elihu says, multitude of years should teach wisdom. A man ought not to be at this moment as foolish as he was 12 months ago. He should at least be a little wiser. Christians ought to learn several things by the passing of the years. One of those is, we ought to learn to trust less in ourselves. Self-confidence is one of the most common faults of the young. They judge themselves to be strong and capable of great things. Untried strength always appears to be greater than it is. For a man to trust himself is unwise, for the Bible warns us against this. But for a person to trust himself after he has lived years as a Christian is pure insanity, a sin against common sense. The College of Experience have done nothing by the way of instructing us if it has not taught us that we are the definition of weakness. To rest upon ourselves or upon any particular virtue which we possess or upon any resolution which we have formed is vanity. Many years as a Christian should teach every man to place less and less confidence in his fellow man. I'm not talking about we are to lose that legitimate confidence which we should place in our fellow Christians and in the moral integrity of those that we have tried and proved, but I'm referring to that carnal confidence which makes flesh its arms. This should be cured by years. As a young Christian, we clung to our minister, and everything that he says is gospel, or maybe some other great Christian that we respected highly and placed our admiring confidence in. It often happens that helpers fail, and unless we have in the meantime learned to do without them, the consequences may be serious. In the course of time, I think that most Christians find their idols among men broken before their eyes. Some have said, if such a man were to fall, I should think that there is no truth in Christianity. But as the years go on, we learn better. God will not let us make idols of his saints or his ministers. And years prove to us that they are cursed who trust in men, but is blessed that trusts in the Lord.